Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: the country bumpkin is not welcome in my family. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need your advice because my daughter is in love with a country bumpkin. She is 24 years old and she got engaged recently, and she brought her fiance to town to meet my husband and I. As soon as they got out of the pickup truck, I thought, WTH is this? He is a true country bumpkin. He has his GED because he dropped out of high school to work on his family's farm. My daughter has a master's degree and a promising career. The fact that her fiance is white has no bearing on how I feel about him. She could do so much better than this. My husband says farmers can make a lot of money, but I don't want country grandbabies. They stayed with us for a weekend, and this young man has no real interest in politics, the pandemic, or Black Lives Matter. He doesn't watch much TV, and he hasn't been to the movies in years. He's isolated himself on the farm working with animals. They met at a farmer's market, and my daughter said it was basically love at first sight. I noticed she's not on her phone as much as she used to be, and she said she's deleted her social media accounts because it's too much to keep up with. In some ways, this young man has grounded her, but he's stifling her in so many other ways. My daughter said his family was very welcoming, and they say she's book smart and nicknamed her professor. My husband and my sister said I'm uppity and being too judgmental. I want the best for my daughter, and he is not it. I encouraged her to have a long engagement, but the wedding date is set for next fall. I know she can do better than this, and I'm trying to get her to see that. Isn't that a parent's job? Would I be wrong if I didn't give her my blessing to marry him? Okay, no, you wouldn't be wrong, But I have to tell you that they don't need your blessing to get married if that's really what they want to do. And I'm really trying to figure out what's so wrong with this guy. I mean, is it just the fact that he's from the country, or do you think he's not good enough or smart enough or rich enough? You don't like this guy. Let's go down the list. They met at a farmer's market, you said. He has a pickup truck. Seems like you had a problem with that. He has a GED. He hasn't been to the movies. He's not into politics or the pandemic or Black Lives Matter. He doesn't watch TV, and he's been isolated on the farm working with the animals. Your daughter, meanwhile, is well-educated. She has a master's degree and a promising career. And his family says she's got book smarts, and they all call her professor. They've been very welcoming to her, you said. Oh, and the big one, your daughter is Black and he's white. But you say that doesn't matter to you. What about love? I don't see any mention of love on here. Do they love each other? Do they? Because if they love each other, you know, again, your blessing is not going to matter in this. So, and please don't say you don't want any country grandkids to them. Please don't say that, because that will be a turnoff to your daughter. You know, I've seen all kinds of marriages work, marriages that people never believed would, and then marriages where you go, no, they broke up? I thought they would be together till death. I mean, the main problem I'm going to tell you that I see in this letter is that he doesn't know about the pandemic and Black Lives Matter and all of that. He doesn't know what's going on in the world, and that's probably because, like you say, he's been on the farm and he doesn't watch a lot of TV. Your daughter really needs to discuss these things with him. That's what they need to be talking about right now. See how he feels about all this stuff, for real, because this is going to matter in a marriage. In spite of their differences, you know, sometimes opposites do attract. You've got to let them figure this out, though. You got to stay out of it. Let them figure it out, not you. Steve.
This country bumpkin ain't welcome in my family. The first lie in the letter that she told is the fact that her fiance is white has no bearing on how I feel about him. I don't believe that. That's why you're referring to him as a country bumpkin. Now, you know, do how you want. You can want the best for your kids. But does every parent know what's best for their children all the time? Nope. No, they don't. No, they don't. Parents make mistakes too now. She's 24 years old, got engaged. Wait until she got engaged, brought him home to meet y'all. You was upset soon as they got out the pickup truck. That's what you didn't like. I thought, what the hell is this? He is a true country bumpkin. He got a GED because he dropped out of high school to work on his family farm. Okay. My daughter has a master's degree and a promising career. In what? So what, she got a master's degree? So? And he got a GED. Now, I understand what you're saying. She could do much better than this. If she could, she would. See? If your daughter qualifies for so much better, she'd have so much better. It's some things you may not know about your daughter. Then your husband told you farmers can make a lot of money. Well, that ain't true, but...
Some do.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. But he going to have one monster of a farm now. And I ain't mad at it, but either way, he's a hard-working man. Mm-hmm. I'm really pissed off at the letter because it sounds like it's about me.
I knew it. I was wondering
that's
if you were going
really,
to get
really, let's
part.
Just stop this foolishness.
We're going to have part two of Steve's
too
response.
Damn country for who?
We'll get back into it at 23 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, recap the letter that you think is about you. The
they
country bumpkin is not welcome in my family. Let's go.
Heard this before. Sitting up working on a farm. Your daughter got a master's degree and a promising career. Promises? I'm out here pulling these tomatoes. Got a truck full of cucumbers. What's promising more promising than that? If I don't sell it, we can eat it. Cucumber salad is delicious.
All right.
My husband says farmers can make a lot of money, but I don't want a country bumpkin grandbaby. Well, then that's what they're going to have. So you ain't going to want the grandbaby? They stayed with us for a weekend, and this young man has no real interest in politics. I ain't mad at him for that. The coronavirus, he ain't got it. Hard to get corona out on the farm. Mm-hmm. You're in the middle of the field working by yourself. He's social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All Black Lives Matter. Didn't you say he was white? Did not you say he was white? Now you want him to get a t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. He ain't finna do that. He's isolated himself on the farm working with animals. Maybe he don't like a lot of people. Mm. But your daughter loves him.
Yeah.
I noticed she's not on her phone as much as she used to be. And she says she's deleted her social media account because it's too much to keep up with in some way. This young man has grounded her. Mm-hmm. Right there. I see an improvement in your daughter. But he's stifling her in so many other ways. Like what?
She didn't say.
Like what? What? Mm-hmm. Now, my daughter says his family very welcoming. And they say she book smart. She got a master's and he got a GED. Hell yeah, she book smart.
They call her professor.
Hell yeah, a master's. We GED people. Got no time for high school.
My goodness.
Going down there graduating. I got to go out here, pull these tomatoes. I ain't going to tell you no more we got to shuck this corn. We pea-snapping people. We in here. We slopping hogs.
So why do you think this letter is about you, Steve?
Because I'm country. I done heard this before.
Oh,
you
okay.
Are that? No. You are that?
That's
yeah,
what
I'm that.
Who told you that?
We don't want to get into
lots
that.
Of people.
My husband and my sister say I'm upping it and I'm being too judgmental. You are. Mm-hmm. I want the best for my daughter, and he is not it. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. Hey. I encourage her to have a long engagement, blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to, you know, get her to see that and all this. Isn't that a parent's job? Would I be wrong if I didn't give her my blessing to marry him? You ain't got, they don't need it. Shirley said they don't need it. But you do know that he don't have to ask you for a blessing, that he has to come to the father and ask for the daughter's hand in marriage. And you do know that the father is supposed to pay for the wedding of the bride. You do know. Let me ask you a question. How does he treat her? Probably like a queen. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem in this letter is the person that wrote the letter. You don't like the dude because he got a GED. Let's go over a couple of people that don't have master's degrees like your daughter. Ready?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods don't have a master's degree. Tyler Perry don't have a master's degree.
EP, are you with?
Jamie Foxx don't have a master's degree.
I'm going to make a do what they do.
There's a president.
I promise you, this boy is in the White House. If he do have a master's degree, he bought all the tests.
His daddy bought it for him.
Yes.
I can go down the list of extremely successful people who don't have a master's degree. Mm-hmm. That if they was dating your daughter, you wouldn't have a problem with it. The GED ain't what you bothered by the GED? Really? I could tell you a lot of hugely successful people that don't have that. The biggest problem in this letter is you. I think you're prejudiced. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. It's yeah. Strawberry Letter. She ain't here to defend herself. I can say anything.
Yeah, even though she says she's not, Steve, you're right.
Oh, I really. Hell, you know how much stuff I said I wasn't going to do and turned around and did it? Mm-hmm. You know how many lies I done told?
Right.
Ain't by yourself.
To your face.
Wow.
Didn't blink. Have you ever told a person you was in love with them and you really weren't?
Man.
Hell yeah.
because I was hungry.
Boy.
Wait, what?
Because he was hungry.
Get a meal. And that's a good reason.
I met a girl while I was homeless, and she had an apartment. As soon as I found out she had an apartment, the next words out of my mouth was, I love you.
Immediately.
With all my heart and soul.
All right, Steve, thank you. You're right. The biggest problem is the mom. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. It's on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is our girl from the talk, Cheryl Underwood. Right after this.
I cry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.